This is Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks, where a spirit board conversation sparked our spiritual evolution. I'm Shale.
And I'm Cheyenne. And each week, we explore a world where there is much more than meets the eye. So pour yourself a drink and join us as we cheers to a witchin' good time. Hello, my darlings. Welcome back, my gorgeous witchy readers, to the Literary Witch Book Coven. Somehow, we are at the series finale of this specialty set of episodes that you have so graciously joined me on this season. I'm so excited to bring today's author to you. I have some truly gorgeous poems that I think you're going to love. And while I am recording solo today, I am not alone. I am recording at the Golden City Cemetery. I decided I wanted to come and share some space. And find somebody who maybe hasn't been visited in a while and read them some poems. So I'm here with my border collie, Willie, who is doing her very best not to chase the plethora of squirrels that are frolicking around us. We're surrounded by geese. The first signs of spring are starting to show themselves. Little crocuses are popping up. There was a red-tailed hawk in the tree behind us who had an altercation with a few ravens or crows. I think they're crows here. So they have since moved on, but hopefully this audio isn't horrible and you can hear me well enough and enjoy this well enough. There's probably a little bit of highway traffic sound behind me, but here, sitting on the grass in front of a new friend I've made today is really quite peaceful and lovely. So this is kind of a newer cemetery, so I wanted to find somebody older who maybe hasn't been visited, maybe doesn't have relatives around anymore, to share space and read with me today. So I found this beautiful, I really love the Faubois style headstones. If I were ever to be buried, I would want a headstone that looks like a tree. Actually, I would love to be a tree, but I found this beautiful headstone that has lilies and scrolls and ferns, and it's this beautiful large stump. And so the man I am joined by today is named Geo Dunn. He was born December 5th, 1869, and died January 26, 1902. And his stone reads, "Here rests a woodman of the world." And I just drove around for a while until I found someone who kind of called to me. And he's such a perfect audience for our poems today. And I'm really grateful to be sharing in this energy with you. We're celebrating a poet today whose poems invoke nature in such a visceral and beautiful melodic way. And so I think we couldn't have found a better guest to join us than Mr. Geo today. So welcome, Geo, and my lovely listeners. Today we're going to be talking about the poet and songstress Joy Harjo, who represents bravery. Now, I did forget to bring with me the Literary Witch book, but I will read her page from the guidebook for you, and then we will go ahead and draw our familiar. So Harjo represents bravery, plunging in, making decisions, and fear. Harjo, a common Creek Nation name, means so brave she's crazy. Joy Harjo was born 1951. This lovely poet is still alive. She's the only poet we have explored this season who is still alive. So I invite you to see the work she is currently producing as well. I'm going to link some of her poems and YouTube videos in the comments. She is a talented musician as well, and listening to her perform her own work is a magic that I cannot compete with today, but I am going to try very hard to do her justice. Oh dear, what is that sound? Oh, I think it's the train. I hope this audio isn't terrible. Because her words are lovely, and I really hope you enjoy them. Oh, I think it was the train. Okay. We'll be all right. You know, that's the beauty of podcasting from the world instead of from my closet where it's quiet. Joy Harjo courageously survived an oppressive childhood, teenage pregnancy, and domestic abuse before becoming a spiritually charged poet of wild natural imagery and urgent social activism, as well as an award-winning saxophone player and singer. I mean, a talented woman, if there ever was one. It is Joy, for sure. So she was actually named the Poet Laureate by the Library of Congress in 2019. She is the first Native American to serve in that post. She was born in Oklahoma, and her poetry is drawn from First Nation storytelling and histories, as well as feminist and social justice poetic traditions, and frequently incorporates Indigenous myths, symbols, and values. Her poems are intimately connected to Mother Earth and her cycles and seasons. So I think she's such a beautiful artist to have at this crux of spring. We just celebrated Ostara. You know, as I mentioned, these fresh green blades of grass are coming up. There are baby geese wandering around and pooping everywhere. Don't worry, we brought a blanket. You know, the squirrels are out playing and frolicking, and the birds are chirping. The sun is out. You can feel the world waking up and coming back to life. And I think just celebrating these cycles, celebrating these cycles of nature, we couldn't have chosen a better poet. And in fact, we didn't choose her. She chose us, which is how this works and what makes it so infinitely magical. So thank you so much for being here. I cannot wait to share the poems I've chosen. I have four excerpts, I believe, three or four, that I'm going to share with you today that I think are just beautiful and resonant and inspiring, and I hope they invoke some sacred stirring in you today. I do have a beverage. What am I drinking, self? I brought myself I'm just drinking a flat white. You know me, she's drinking coffee every episode. Excuse me. And I'm going to pour a little bit out for Gio as well, so that we can break this bread together, share a drink, share a beverage, and enjoy our time here. So, cheers to you, good sir. Thank you for joining me today and letting me read to you. I'm thrilled. It's delicious, by the way. I do love a good flat white. So if you haven't already, friends, if you're able, get yourself a beverage. If you can pause this and take yourself to your local cemetery, I would highly recommend it. This is already such a peaceful and nourishing experience, and we haven't even started reading yet. So take a moment, ground yourselves, take a few deep breaths, stretch, make yourself a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a cocktail, whatever you need to sink into this space and be present. I just ask for a few moments of your day today to be fully here and to really soak up and listen to these words and give yourself that gift. Give yourself the gift of presence today, because we spend so much time in the past and in the future and in our minds, and it can be really easy to forget where we are and just the sacredness of breathing and sharing space and air with the current moment. So find your cozy space, and we will go ahead and draw our familiar card to accompany Joy. Ooh. Did you hear those? We had a jumper. Oh, and it's such a lovely, interesting jumper. So we have actually drawn the snail as our familiar material today. And snails represent taking your time, the sacred, and fragility. And I think that's so lovely with Joy's representations of plunging in, making decisions and fear. I think together, these are such a gorgeous balance of emotion, of feeling, of presence, of yes, plunge forward, yes, take your chances, yes, make these bold decisions in confidence, but do it with the wisdom of the snail. Do it after you've taken that time to consider your consequences and your actions and move forward swiftly from that place of rest and knowing and wisdom. I think that's such a fun combination. I'm thrilled. Okay, so I want to read a little excerpt today from one of Joy's publications called Poet Warrior, where she speaks to the power of ritual. Because that's what we're doing here, right? That's what both this series is. That's what this podcast is, that weekly ritual, that coming together, that breaking bread, sharing of space, that intentional practice of showing up for yourself and your coven and your community. And there's so much power in magic and ritual. And I just think this is a really lovely introduction to our author today. Joy writes, "I was hungry for ritual. Ritual creates belonging. We are all in a ritual marked by sunrise, daylight, sunset, night, and moon phases. We also move within the ritual of the changing of seasons. Our cultural practices are arranged according to these earth rituals. We all need rituals of becoming, in which we are given instructions that define our relationship with becoming, with our relatives, those sharing the world around us. This is how it was meant to be for those coming up at all stages of our becoming in this life. In these times, however, of degradation of our physical, mental, and spiritual sources of nourishment, we are losing ourselves and our children. Until we understand and act as if we are the earth, then each of us will experience the pain of separation from sacred knowledge and from ourselves." And just let that sit and sink in for a moment. And think about all of the ways in which the day-to-day drudgery of existence in this fucked up world that we've created of deadlines and patriarchy and capitalism and misogyny, and just peel back those layers of societally imposed structure and think about what rituals bring you back to yourself. What rituals allow you to experience presence and true joy and love, divine love, that sacred knowing, that centering, that coming back to ourselves, that is love, that is the energy of the universe. It is just pure presence and love. And it's always here and we can always connect to it. And it's such a powerful magic and such a powerful thing to remember. And please don't roll in goose poop, my love. Yeah, great. And also remember to laugh, because nothing is ever that fucking serious, right? Like, Willie's behind me rolling in goose poop, truly living her best life. The utmost presence. I think dogs or animals in general are such a good example of presence and what it means to be present and just experience true unadulterated joy. And I just invite us to have a little bit of dog energy today as we go forward as well. Okay, so on that note of remembering our sacred knowing, I am going to read to you our first poem, which is called Remember by Joy Harjo. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn, that is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away to night. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father, he is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are, red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, we are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them, listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind, remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people and all people are you. Remember you are this universe and the universe is you. Remember all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember language comes from this. Remember the dance language is, that life is. Remember. And what a gorgeous Perwichan slip offered to us immediately in this poem today. Remember that sacred knowing. Remember you are star stuff. Remember where we come from. This cycle of life and death is endless and eternal. And we are here for but a brief moment in time, at least in this current iteration of my lifetime. Just remember. Remember who you are. Remember where you came from. Remember all that you have overcome and all of the successes you have achieved. Remember. Do you hear the geese? There's a whole herd of them. A herd, a flock. A gaggle, isn't it a gaggle? There's a whole gaggle of geese on their way over to us. There's a man walking his dog. There's so much life in this place that is meant to be a rest in death. And I think the beauty of that circle and that cycle of life is just endlessly evident here and in this physical space that I'm in today as well. I think I couldn't have picked a better place to be, and this was kind of on a whim. I was actually on my way to get dog food and I drove by the cemetery and decided to pull over and record this episode today. I think it's beautiful, and honoring this sacred death, and in honoring that sacred death, our sacred life, there's just so much love and knowledge that can be gained here. So I hope you have some time to go sit and spend with those who have passed on, because there's infinite wisdom and lessons that we're still learning. And just these reminders of life and joy and presence and rest and peace and death and pain and fear, and all of it is intertwined endlessly. And I'm so comforted by that. I'm so comforted by the chaos and predictability that is life and death. And I invite you to go ahead and also revisit our episode last week with Morning Light Divination on sacred death, because there's so much to unpack and understand in these cycles that we go through as human beings as well. So I love it. I think it's beautiful. Okay, let's read our next one before I just wax poetic about life and death all day. Go to my library. What the heck? Albums? Oh, here we are. Okay. This next poem is called The Eagle. And while I do have the dulcet sounds of geese in the background, you can pretend that I'm instead joined by eagle energy and imagine a magnificent bird in your mind's eye just floating as we read these words. The eagle. To pray, you open your whole self to sky, to earth, to sun, to moon, to one whole voice that is you, and know there is more that you can't see, can't hear, can't know, except in moments steadily growing, and in languages that aren't always sound, but other circles of motion. Like eagle that Sunday morning over Salt River, circled in blue sky, in wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings. We see you, see ourselves, and know that we must take the utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of all this, and breathe, knowing we are truly knowing we are truly blessed because we were born and die soon within a true circle of motion. Like eagle rounding out the morning inside us, we pray that it will be done in beauty, in beauty. And there is our second Purwichan slip of our episode. To see ourselves and know that we must take utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of this. And breathe out, knowing that the circle will continue. Will continue to spin. In life, there is death, and death, there is life, and it circles endlessly, in perpetuity, always. And now, my darlings, I am going to leave you with our final poem. Even though we have talked about these cycles of rebirth and have celebrated the coming of spring and the arrival of new life, of freshness, of blossoms, of new blooms, of budding endless potential, I'm going to end us with a poem about my favorite of seasons, which is fall. Our harvest, closing on that circle, that approach into winter, where we've learned our lessons and reaped the benefits and abundance of our spring and summer of growth. And we're ready to sit with those lessons and marinate and let go of what no longer serves. And just be. The cycle continues, right? It's all part of that circle. And so our final poem today is called Fall Song. And I will link this one in the show notes because it really should be sung, and you should listen to Joy perform it herself because it is endlessly magical, and it is of a level that I cannot hope to achieve here today. But hopefully we will do her some justice. It is a dark fall day. The earth is slightly damp with rain. I hear a jay. The cry is blue. I have found you in the story again. Is there another word for divine? I need a song that will keep sky open in my mind. If I think behind me, I might break. If I think forward, I lose now. Forever will be a day like this, strung perfectly on the necklace of days, slightly overcast, yellow leaves, your jacket hanging in the hallway, next to mine. And our third and final Purwichan slip that I want us to ruminate on and go forward with today is presence again. If we think behind us, we might break. If we think forward, we lose now. But all we actually have is now. So I just hope that we can take these words and these lessons and this knowledge and move forward in joy and love and understanding that nothing matters and everything matters, and all of that is absurd and important. And if you can just take those extra moments, those moments of ritual, your morning coffee, a walk with your dog, go read some poetry to a headstone, remember that presence and be comforted by the fact that we've known life and death always. It's always in us. It's always here. And we're going to continue these cycles and these circles. And there's so much beauty in that not knowing, and in that sacred knowing, right? As above, so below. There is a season for everything. And wherever you are in yours is okay. Thank you so much, my loves, for joining me on this adventure. I have so enjoyed reading to you, and I hope you have enjoyed these poets as well. There's so much magic in words, and we spend a lot of time dissecting and trying to figure out exactly what people mean, when I think sometimes you just need to listen to it and feel whatever you feel. And revisit them, because you might feel different things based on where you are in your own seasons and your own circle as well. So thank you so much. I am endlessly grateful for this coven and this space. I love you so much, witches. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks. If you're having a witching good time, we hope you'll help us to grow this little coven. You all know it's us against AI in this algorithm world, so please help us out. Please like, rate, and subscribe anywhere you're listening to us. Also, we want to connect with our spooky marg-loving friends out there, so please like and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Links for those profiles will be in the show notes. And hey, be sure to tell us what you're drinking tonight. We love you all so much, witches. Cheers.